You stand before a large or we, sorry, we are standing before a large foreboding gate. What is it the gate to?
Well, it's the gate to the demon's lair. It's wrought iron, shimmering ever so slightly in red. Gosh. What are we gonna do? Do you have a key here?
I do have the key. We had to sacrifice a virgin to get it,
Oh God, that's right.
but we got the blood-soaked key. So I'm gonna go ahead and turn the key, and the gate forms into a horrible demonic face, and it is like, "I am pleased, you may enter." And then the gate opens up, and what do we see on the other side of the gate?
Well, we see a large sofa. It's not really a sofa. It's, you know, one of those Etruscan sofas? You know. It's fine. It looks like a fancy Roman sofa, if you know what that looks
So sort
like.
of a chaise lounge. Okay.
And there's an enormously fat guy with itty-bitty little horns sitting on it, eating what looks like grapes until we get too close and know far better.
Is that a question? Yeah, they're heads. They're totally human heads.
Yeah.
They're actually conscious. They're hanging off of like a stem, like grapes. There's like a succubus sort of hovering over him, fluttering her little succubus cherub wings lightly, like plucking off a screaming human head and dropping them into his mouth.
Jesus, did you prepare that spell today?
I think I did. I think that we know what we need to do now.
All right.
I podcast Magic Missile!
Welcome to I podcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
When last we left the Achilles' heel, they were pulling up to the what I describe as the wreckage of the Fist of Apollo.
Not that damaged. It probably is more or less space-worthy.
I got the distinct impression that it was in, like, at least three pieces.
It is shorter than it should be, but it probably can go to space.
I thought it already tried and failed.
No, it didn't try to go to space. It just tried to leave. And it worked out not terribly.
We did leave.
You left, and most of the people, except for LaChance, are alive.
And we still have all three engines.
Yes, you have all three of your four engines.
Oh, yeah. No, just one little quick piece of backstory that everybody should be made aware of if they weren't already. Because of a miscommunication Will and I had before the two campaigns started, the Fist of Apollo was like this gigantic, drop ship that had its own private staterooms for the pilots, and like a briefing room, and I'm gonna guess a gym, and like a.
God damn it! These are all right, but I'm so happy.
A med bay and a mech hangar. Whereas the Achilles' heels rocket was just big enough to ride to the planet in. It doesn't have any rooms of its own inside. But what it does that's fancy is after landing, the entire rocket disassembled itself into, did I say it was six? Five?
It was four or five, yeah.
Okay. Five independent, four-legged, walking trucks. They're DC sponge powered, but they otherwise have no biological component whatsoever. And so they sort of have just been walking along as a convoy. So when they landed, they picked up and moved, and they left nothing behind. All of them can ride on board these things. We call them jeeps.
Except no, Thompson's place. We did leave Thompson's place.
Okay, they left Thompson's place.
I was about to say that.
We might have brought them on ice.
No,
clearly some of us are in the Technodrome, and the other of you are in whatever that thing Bebop and Rocksteady ride is.
Well, that's why you guys are the Achilles heel and we're the Fist of Apollo.
Right. So, what we're thinking now is that maybe not everybody was 100% understanding of which one that they were assigned to or the difference between the assignments, but the important thing to know is that both had function, because if you guys had landed together, as was intended, the jeeps could take people out and, go do stuff and then return to the home base that was the Fist of Apollo. And hey, this has finally come true, because the heel has come home.
Most
to the fist.
To the fist.
As is natural.
Yes. The heel bone is about to be connected to the fist bone.
Most.
Possibly.
So, when you guys say, hold up to the fist of Apollo, what do you actually mean for the benefit of my players?
Well, I'm given to understand that you guys have interacted once or twice with a giant worm, like a building-sized worm that can, is also sort of a village, and also sort of an APC, and, well, we have one now. The fist is, or the heel has requisitioned one, as a mobile base.
The heel's got a leg.
Yeah.
So if you guys recall, the last thing we did is we were having an interesting showdown with some bad guys within our ship, and then we heard some tremors were happening. draw your conclusions accordingly.
Like, oh hey, if you have an alarm for this, like, deployment imminent.
That is the official one.
Actually, we were already filing out, ready to deploy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That was getting ready to happen.
Yeah,
so we're all in our mechs and getting ready to go.
So ready.
Well, good news. A giant worm appears.
Well, and I'm not in the worm. I'm traveling independently.
Also, Rocket's mech. Just kind of waddles up.
So,
I do not waddle. This thing is agile and responsive. I do not waddle.
It's like a lightning waddle. It's sort of like
it's like a ninja dog.
Well, I was gonna say in Smash Brothers, you know, if you like walk real slow with Pichu, he just like wiggles across the screen. It's something like that. Only you can be like wiggle, and just like stop exactly where you want to.
Does he also glide with style?
Sure.
So, you guys burst from the ground to face our team in battle array.
Do we yell Wolverines?
No.
I guess.
You haven't seen that ancient film.
What?
It has been largely destroyed by reviewers after the 2020 wars of the worst film history.
Hey, I liked that movie.
I'm sorry.
Too bad.
The only one. I haven't seen the new one.
Well, assess the situation with our brain.
So, a gigantic worm bursts out, you guys are ready for it, and a waddling mech, perhaps, is
it's not really actually waddling.
So, Black, let's have you assess this situation.
Assessing the situation.
I assume you guys have circled the fist so that you're ready for attack from wherever we're...
Yeah, I'd like to believe that Baby is nearest where the tremoring is coming from. Sort of
get some melee range going on there.
Get ready.
You've done one of these before.
Yeah, I totally know how they work. Just got hit him real deep.
I got an 11. So what do I think of the situation?
So you got some questions that you can ask.
Ah, indeed I do.
Combat's on the back if you're looking at the side with the.
We're looking at the back. Yeah, we're looking at the back. What is the biggest threat to us right now?
The biggest threat to you right now. Is friendly fire.
What is the enemy hiding?
Ooh.
That the worms are more intelligent than they seem and cannot necessarily be simply piloted.
What is my best way in, out, or through, besides the mouth?
Damn it.
No,
you can't say besides
you can't actually get a chance.
That's not part of the question. It's not part of the question.
And
yeah, but I already knew that.
No, I see all the green blips, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got your tack now.
Guys, what do you mean when you say green blips?
Friendlies.
Yeah.
What does your tack net see specifically? Because only two of their four mechs are here.
Yep. I see two green dots, one of which is inside the worm.
Right.
And I love the intercom. One of the Achilles heel mechs is inside the bogey. It's inside the enemy.
Oh no!
Do we have shared comms? Yeah,
then I suppose you should kill it and get it out.
I want to try and get it out.
Hang on a minute. Can Rocket comm you guys?
I'm assuming we would have shared comms since we're supposed to land down together.
Rocket, what's going on?
Relax. This is the worm has been commandeered. Things got interesting. We've lost Starfish, and we may have also lost Badger.
Starfish is right there.
You mean this?
No, it was Rand. It was Rand and two Marines. Or I think one and a half Marines.
So not Starfish.
Yeah.
Starfish is mech.
No, it was...
No, it's Strike's mech. Mech. That's Shade. Oh, right. Yeah.
I knew we were missing two mechs. I was just missing.
Yeah, for recap, in case any of you didn't remember, the people that you left behind were... That you left behind four humans and two mechs. Those four humans were Badger, Rand, two unnamed Marines, one of whom may have had two broken arms, and,
I thought he just had one broken arm.
I think so.
Yeah. And Shade and of course and Seraph.
It's complicated. We're down a few men and two mechs.
Strike Five, are you in there?
Strike Five is injured.
Are you conscious right now?
Yes, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I didn't know if you fell unconscious again.
No, it's pretty good. Okay. I know that I was talking with Starbuck.
All right.
Because I commanded the worm to dive.
All right.
Captain Benson, maybe you can tell me what the hell is going on, sir.
Artemis, we might have a full scrap situation. Full scrap being that mission's ruined. No chance of survival. You know this from a briefing.
It's a code word only the officers know so that they can say it and their underlings won't realize what's going on.
No, I'm pretty sure we don't have a... I'm going to try to read you. Or I'm trying to connect with you when we're talking here. Oh, goody. I have lots of questions, unless you'd like to interfere.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah, I would try to interfere.
Do that.
I got an 8.
Okay. So that I only get one question, then. What the hell happened back there? And this isn't code. I think you probably have a private channel.
Yeah. Badger's gone rogue, and mice corruption is very possible throughout our entire group. I have programmed the Achilles heel?
Achilles heel.
To take off soon. I don't know if the launch codes have been finished, entered.
Captain, no offense, but you're a fucking idiot.
No, Dr. Sergeant. I'm in my right mind. This mission is over.
We still have an intact crew even after contact with the enemy. We haven't lost any of our people to corruption. We had two enemy agents on board.
We don't have any attack drop pods anymore. We don't have mission complete. It's time to pull this plug.
Well, then you can wait here while we go and finish the mission.
I very well will have to, except there is no mission to complete, First Sergeant.
You were unconscious in the command module. Or not unconscious, you were in the command module with me and Jessica still, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to...
He's not actually inside the command module. He's in a cavity outside the command module.
But just remember, like you got spat out to help
me. Yeah. So,
You do have my gun right now, too.
I do. You hear the sound of a pistol cocking. I think you should listen to Artemis. I suppose it's getting someone's face, technically.
Okay.
And I'm going to burn a respect so I can actually get anything.
Take that.
And I will assist. Bastard. Yeah, it seems like Starfish got more sense than you do. Look, stand down. We'll finish this mission.
Fine then, Purisarm. Prove that you can.
Good enough. That's an 8. To assist.
So that's
a full hit.
Yeah. So you do what I want, or I'll hurt you.
With a gun.
With my gun.
Well, it's...
It's mine now.
There aren't very many undamaged parts of Strike left.
Yeah.
His legs, I think.
No, his legs are out now, too.
Oh, were they?
He's just an arm and a head.
He's got a body.
No, his body's been damaged for a while.
Very well, First Son. Take charge. See if you can salvage this. I'll try and delay the rocket. Starfish can come with me.
Starfish, is your mech still intact?
Yes. Well, he's damaged. I don't know how bad he is right now. He's supposed to be healing up. I don't know.
If he's still functional at all, you're coming with me. We need all the manpower we can get.
Well, what am I supposed to do with Strike 5?
He's relinquished command. Leave him here. He can get medical attention on the Fist of Apollo.
Yes, sir. I'm bowing to air. And I weave with your gun.
Like wave goodbye?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gun hand or hand?
Hand hand. Oh. It's kind of like a toodles.
Wait, is Starfish in her mech, or is she on foot?
He is outside the command module in the worm, because Jessica's piloting. So, and we both got spat out. So.
But do you have your mech? Is that a contact?
He was in storage?
He's in a bio hangar. Yeah. Jessica had put him in a chamber and flooded it with some goo that should rejuvenate him.
Yeah. Well, then I'm going straight to get Freddy.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to ask Jessica to shunt you down there?
Jessica, could you please... I need to get to Freddy. Is he okay?
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Okay. In fact, since I think she did that before the travel sequence, so I was just like, yeah, Freddy was actually going to probably feel about the best he's ever felt. So the walls devour you and siphon you through some tubes, and you pop out in a space. You're sort of, like, shot out of, or fall out of a ceiling into, like, some soup. You can stand up in it and get your head out of it so you can breathe. Freddy is just sort of floating there. He does actually look pretty good. In fact, like, he's got a lot of his surgical scars are, like, healed over, and so he looks much closer to a natural specimen of his species.
A doggy paddle over to him, and I kind of run my hand over him. Does he seem like he's all right?
He seems like he's feeling pretty comfortable for Freddy.
Does that mean damage is repaired?
Yes. All yeah, right. Freddy is fully repaired.
In that case, I'm going to jack into my wet rig, so...
Okay. You swim down underneath and crawl up in there. The inside of Freddy feels like the dry rig is all kinds of fucked up. Like, his body has basically rejected a bunch of stuff. Mm. So you can crawl through it into the wet rig, but like the dry rig part is probably not going to be usable anymore.
What about my biggie snacks?
I'm afraid they've been digested.
Well,
you might be able to get them through the Freddy's metabolism though.
Yes. All right, well, I'm going to check in, and then I'm going to try and... Jessica, can you get me out? I need to be outside.
Sure, yeah, hang on a second. And you guys see the worm sort of, like, bends over and, like, opens its mouth and spits out a biomech, and it's Starfish's mech Freddy.
I want to say that as soon as Freddy gets spat out... her stress sensors go off on the left side, like something's leaning on it that Starfish can't see. But before you have time to, like, freak out, you receive an encrypted channel in an accent that only you've ever heard. It's like, why, hello, Starfish. Fancy seeing you out here.
Feral. How is the mission?
Everything is going according to plan. Have you been doing your womb exercises?
I have been. I had the most beautiful experience. I'm going to have to tell you about it. Badger stuck her nose in. Always ruining everything. It's okay. We'll talk about it later.
I would love to hear all about it.
I want to clarify. So you said stress sensors?
Something.
Are you, like, physically touching
the mech? Yeah, I'm leaning on Freddy.
Yeah.
Okay. The implication is, Invisible Ripper just leans on Freddy.
I got it. Okay.
So, yeah, for those at home, Ripper is invisible. Ripper does not have merely the stealth tag. Ripper has the invisible tag.
Can Ripper become visible?
That's a great question.
What do you mean?
Can Ripper become visible now?
Can you choose to become visible again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
What do you mean?
And I always go reverse.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'm not going to be, like, stuck this way and look in a mirror and be like, I've become a vampire.
Having a hollow man kind of thing going on.
If like, your mech was invisible,
I'm not Kevin Bacon.
Could suck if you forgot where you parked it.
Also, it's like it's amazing what you can do when you don't have to look at yourself in the mirror. Actually, I could do all that before anyway, so never mind.
And
actually, I would say I will uncloak, and you see that Ripper looks completely different. It used to just be a creepy exoskeleton, but now it definitely looks like the pre-human from Alien Resurrection.
Cool.
My skin and everything.
And there's just a Freddy's tail just starts wagging. He's pretty happy.
Have a moment where Graham leans over to Chet, who is probably next to her, and is like, Chet, can you explain to me what the good goddamn is going on here?
I don't know if we're supposed to shoot them or not.
Neither do I.
Not. Don't shoot us.
Oh, hey. Is that... I forgot your name. Rocket.
Yeah.
You're in there?
I'm in the mech that's outside.
And we shouldn't shoot you. What about the big worm?
As I said when I came in, we commandeered it. It's under our control, at least nominally.
Is there any chance that worm is still in contact with enemy command?
It certainly could be. I don't know if it depends on how well they have it convinced.
For what it's worth, this is like a baby worm, and also a civilian one at that.
It's
but
a school
does
bus.
Have a brain of its own.
If you guys get out, Graham could probably kill it.
I could kill it pretty easily.
Stress while it's still in there.
Okay.
No.
Also, some of the Marines and our ship is in there.
That's gross.
No, it's our vehicle. Not... We commandeer. Jessica is piloting. Don't. Hurt it!
You're still alive, Starfish?
Think of it as a school.
I'm still alive.
Starfish, who is Jessica?
She's a med student.
I see how.
There wasn't anyone named Jessica.
Well, I'm sorry, okay? I can't.
There wasn't anyone named Jessica on the manifest list. I'm gonna ask a question. What the hell happened back there? I'm gonna ask you that a lot today.
It's a broadly worded question.
Well, I got abducted by aliens who tried to vivisect me. They gave me an implant that allowed me to hear their thoughts. And one of them was a nerd. One of the when the things got evacuated, when the medical school got evacuated, one of them was a huge nerd, stayed behind. She didn't like worm culture, so she defected.
And you have an alien implant?
Well, it was put in me. It's it just lets me hear it. It's not deep. It's not like, you know.
Is this a conversation other people can hear on the comms?
No.
It's a question. It's not even a conversation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think the rest of this is a conversation.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I think I'm actually having this from an open comm.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
Need a room. If I could.
You have the same implant.
I do.
Well, but no one knows about that.
But they can communicate telepathically now.
Mm. Oh, what? The one that he has allows him to communicate with Zarin.
Oh, okay.
What's the
It is not so much a general implant as an ability for Zarin to speak to him.
Oh, okay.
And, so cool.
And also for Ixithras in the end, it's not as if it explodes when you kill it. It's not mechanical like yours.
Really, Ix? Really?
Really?
You know what? Actually, Feral will step in to stand up for Starfish. I'll be like, now, Artemis. Let's not be so hard on the young scout. She merely has found He has clearly found some indigenous assistance.
Well, if they're on our side.
She's on our side. Well, I don't... Sorry, I won't interact.
What is your friend's name again?
Jessica.
And you're sure that Jessica is with us?
Yes.
All right. Well, then she can keep an eye on you. Warm.
She's in eyes.
Chair noise.
Well, then she can keep a worm on your worm. I don't... What crawled up your ass and died, Xerinx?
I kind of would like to...
Xerinx is no longer in command. As I told you, that is not a statement that you could maintain.
And you promised me you would.
I did as long as I could.
Should make promises with mice, Artemis.
I'm beginning to feel that way myself.
You can make as many promises as you like. I held to my end as well as I could. Xeryx can simply no longer be with you. But she may return should the time come.
Is that Miss X?
Yes, it is.
Has she got a hard-on for this one, too?
Excuse me?
Couldn't be the only one.
Excuse me.
I simply have heard of X's work. I find it very admirable.
Oh, well, thank you. It's nice to be appreciated among this lot.
Can I just say that Baby is going back into the hangar at this point? She has to physically leave. To not kill some stuff.
Private Channel with Black. Also, how did he ever get past basic training?
Who's he? Oh, Starfish.
Starfish. That's how. That's why I'm asking. I know you know him.
I may have fudged one or two numbers on his aptitude test, but
I mean, it's your fault for
the tens and hundreds place.
Incidentally, the worm kind of lays down and opens its mouth, and a bunch of people and machinery sort of slides out. Not the drop pod yet, but the Marines and like Dr. Yukov and Lieutenant Arnold and all them. And I guess some people are going to be carrying you. At this point, that like Jessica is sort of taking command. She's like, you know, I think it's about time I get the humans out of this worm before things get dangerous for me.
Well, there's a sight I'd never see. One more for killing our own side.
I hope it's at least two more, since I get the impression Jessica's not the big worm.
She's a little worm. The big worm doesn't have a name. It's like a school bus, but it's also like a dog. I don't know what it's like. Jessica...
Oh, check. Do you need to shag a tiny one, too?
No. Not doing that again. But maybe she should come out, and then we can get rid of the, you know, big old worm.
What's wrong with the big worm? Big worm has been useful.
You did bring the rest of the equipment here a lot faster than we would have managed otherwise.
Drop pod's still inside.
But it's a really good tissue sample, and...
The big worm.
I thought you had a hold of the thing we came here for.
Yeah, that was but I've got this big, empty, huge test tube right here.
It's mech sized.
And I really want to fill it
Chet
with the
cannon for a second.
That's what I'm trying to do.
We've got a functioning squadron half of legs here. We've got an enemy conveyance that can get us to the Sliss Cloud. Possibly undetected. Is anyone else thinking what I'm thinking?
I put the lid onto my giant test tube that I've shoved a couple of handfuls of worm goo in.
Let's not forget that we have been tracked by an enemy reconnaissance team. We need to... How do we know... Do we know if the other team has met similar resistance?
That's a good question, Rocket.
What is this?
Have you met enemy ace? Have you faced off against any enemy aces?
We have gone against a couple.
Badger blasted one to pieces.
If I may, the other one is enemy 372, which is a name that runs chills down both your spines. Probably yours too. This is the equivalent of the Mice Red Baron. Her specialty is killing you guys.
Was she responsible for that?
Seems good to me. They only call her 372. They don't know her name.
You faced 372.
Mm-hmm. The hoppy one with the big gun?
Yeah.
That's the one that I disabled, right?
I think I've got to keep my cool.
Okay.
Which I did.
I don't even interfere with that. Actually, for the time, I almost killed her. And that's a...
Damn. Well, no, we're rivals, right?
Yeah.
So that's an 8.
Oh, yeah. It is an 8.
So what do you got?
That's 2.
You got 7 through 9?
You have a rival if you're interfering.
Yeah, it's a 79 result.
Well, you can either balk like a coward, or you have to be the one to kill it to recover face in your mind.
Okay. I'll buy that.
In case, do you remember exactly how the engagement went down?
I used Ace Pilot to pick her out.
Right.
And I don't remember exactly what...
You broke one of her legs and then she retreated in a hurry.
Where did you engage 372?
In their city.
Yeah, where the med school was.
It's a few hundred miles from
Johns
here.
Hopkins.
Worm Johns Hopkins.
Worm Johns.
Where Starfish was almost vivisected by Dr. Worm.
Yeah. Do you think we'll see her again?
She seemed like she had a lot of energy, probably.
We did cripple her neck.
Yeah.
In fact,
we didn't cripple it. She had like five legs.
It was moving pretty fast when it left.
And I imagine she has a mind to kill us all.
Oh, definitely. She seemed really determined.
It was a pretty straight up 4-on-1 situation, so it was a good idea for her to get out of there. Mm-hmm. Even though some of the mechs were on their side were fairly disabled, but that's what wounded Strike.
Have a channel to you, Rocket. Look, I know you fancy yourself a bit of a hotshot. I've got a score to settle with 372. If we face her again, I want to be the one to take her out.
You can race, but I've got a score to settle too. Some unfinished business.
Interfering?
What are you trying to do?
I'm seducing and manipulating you. This isn't off the record. This isn't in order.
Yeah, I'll interfere.
Okay. I've got 11, so.
I got a 10 to interfere.
Okay. So, I think you get... No, I think you lose respect if I
take her out before you can't beat him.
Just your kill.
If he ninjas my kill, he's going to lose respect. She's going to lose respect.
And Artemis, when I said you have to kill her...
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Why not?
Just so you guys know, when you see it, 372's biomech is basically a big crocodile mouth with no eyes, and a bunch of five gross fingery legs that it uses to walk around. Inside that mouth, when it opens up, it has a, like, I'm charging up a face laser style beam cannon that is a 4 damage gun.
Yeah, it melts in half my mech.
Yeah.
With me in it.
Shade only caught some of it, and it punched his head, it punched his mech's head into his chest.
That's after I almost killed it. She just dodged.
Yeah.
If I remember right, I shot it in the gun.
Yes.
And would have taken it out if she hadn't taken the coward's route and run.
Well, she didn't get to be the number one, you know, kill-having member of the Mice Air Force by hanging out when she wasn't going to win.
So if we're not killing this thing, I'm going back inside, guys. My mech smells funny.
Sasaki patches through to you. So, that's the heel?
It's the heel.
Oh, good. Oh, thank God.
It's not very good.
No, this is great. Now we can get Strike 5 in command again, and...
Strike 5 is a mess. Strike 5 is no longer in command.
Oh.
He's put me in charge of combat operations.
Oh, yes. So what do you think we should do?
She's a lieutenant, isn't she?
She is a commander.
She's a commander, okay. Well, commander, the way I see this, we've only got one shot at succeeding here. We've got 6 functional units. The 7th is somewhere. They wouldn't say where. They probably don't know. Defected, sounds like. 372 is out there somewhere. Along with those aces we faced.
Which of y'all is missing? You got 7. You got Rocket and Freddy.
Yeah, do we have a functional mech for Do we have a functional mech for Strike 5?
I didn't count Strike 5.
Oh, sorry, 5
plus 2 is 7.
Yeah, you have count. Rocket and Freddy.
Fair enough, okay.
We're down 2 of 9.
Yeah. 9, I kept forgetting that they don't form in squads. So we had 7. We only had 7 functional units. But that's better than we had before. We need to come up with a plan to make a surgical strike on the Sliss Cloud and get out of here. We need to do it quickly. I suspect the enemy knows where we are.
Yes. We could jump the ship again.
How do you feel about an aerial drop?
I heard those are dangerous.
Look. Do you trust me? That's a 9.
Have you ever done one before?
No.
I suppose we don't have much to lose. Go for it, I guess. Get them out of that fucking slug, I guess.
Let's get everyone on the fist, and we get ready to do this.
Jessica pulls the worm back underground. It dries out if it hangs out on the surface too long.
Wait, so are we ditching? Are we ditching the base?
This is the base. And my mic gestures with its manipulator hand to the. You do remember we're flying out on this thing, right?
Yeah, I just. And I want to patch through to Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to come with us?
Come with you where?
I thought you wanted to go.
Where? What? Go where exactly?
I don't even know. I just.
She doesn't understand that you mean off the planet.
Oh, off planet, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. I think that I would love that. I think that sounds like an amazing opportunity. I want to go for it. I'm guessing we can't bring this big old guy.
No. Is he going to be okay?
I'm going to, release him into the wild then.
Okay.
Okay. If you don't think we have any more need of it.
She did go first.
He's already out. The Marines are carrying him back.
And he hasn't spit out the drop pod yet.
Yeah, we
need our jeeps.
We need to get the drop pod out, but then...
Oh, okay. Sure. I can spit that out. Hang on a second. She was expecting to kind of, like... It takes a while to get that thing out, because I think you guys... Did you put it together before she swallowed it? Okay.
She swallowed it like a pill.
Okay. How well do you understand the workings of that thing, Starfish? Not at all, probably?
I helped pilot it for a bit. Okay. And I was with the room when she was controlling it, so I didn't panic.
No, not the worm.
The drop pod?
The drop pod.
I could read the manual.
I would like for you to roll brains to see if you can talk her through this part because she's having trouble.
Okay. And that is a 10.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I already lost that respective. It's not me burning. I should have done that a while ago.
All right, well, then that is not even a problem. So at first, there seems like there's some danger of her crushing it as she tries to regurgitate because it's just a really big thing for the worm to regurgitate, but you manage to get it out, so it sort of ends up like lying on its side on the ground nearby the fist.
Mm.
And then
I'm gonna just like crawl over to the side of the thing,
right,
so that she can come out and get in Freddy.
Okay, so she like the worm sort of like shudders for a second. And then it roars and, like, plunges into the ground. And then a few minutes later, Jessica comes, like, wriggling out of a hole in the ground nearby and squiggles over to Freddy and crawls up inside if nobody does anything about it. This is one of those sex... One of the You guys remember how when you were encountering the giant worm before, it had like a chamber that opened up and there was a 6 foot long red worm in it that hissed? This is basically one of those, only a little bit smaller. That's your defector. And she crawls up into Freddy's womb.
The Fist of Apollo opens its primary hangar doors, not the secondary ones that shunts the mechs out. It's huge in there. Remember how we did a little hide-and-seeker inside the hangar? Well, one of the reasons you can do that is that it's supposed to be able to carry the heel, in addition to other mechs. Now, and other people, maybe, at the same time. Like, you pretty much gotta squeeze once everything's inside. But if your jeeps want to pile in and reassemble inside the hangar, that can be a thing you can do.
Graham, you're going to want to check out the Achilles heel because it seems like it's seen better days.
Yeah. I'm sitting by the secondary doors as I see the primary hangar doors open up and this gigantic convoy of ragtag people and equipment come chomping through. I will position myself by the secondary doors for easy escape and... I guess examine them. They look bad.
Alright. Well, Strike, what's the condition of the computer on the of the launch computer on the heel?
It's pretty locked out.
Graham is not surprised. She's in a very interesting headspace, mostly because Badger is not with this crew, correct?
Correct. Yes, everyone is here except Badger.
Except for Badger.
Who they say has gone rogue.
Right. So Graham is just going to sit quietly right now.
Might I interject that Lieutenant Rand has also gone rogue. Another person who probably is in this trinity of, like, we've never met each other.
Yeah, the clique of you have heard. Yeah, okay, so... Yeah. Just so that everyone in this party knows who the other big defector or the other big rogue person is, it's Lieutenant Rand. Lieutenant Rand is female, black, 7 feet tall, a Marine. In fact, she is the highest ranking Marine on this mission. She is the person in charge of all the other Marines, which means you guys' security forces would answer to her.
And so we've recently had a changeover of command of that, so that would be very convenient if we had some leadership.
She's also famous because she has never lost a soldier under her command to enemy action. Not even once.
What about half of the soldier?
Well, she only counts it if they die.
Oh, okay.
So when they're loading everybody in, several of the Marines are carrying some of their wounded. So they carry one guy in who's been severed at the knees.
Mm-hmm.
He just is, his shins are gone.
Is that Johnson?
Thompson. Yeah. He's very religious. And he's a sort of a soft-spoken guy, and so they're carrying him in. They also carry in a big old corn-fed country boy Marine who you might have met back on the carrier, named Carlisle, who seems to be unconscious, and it requires like 6 guys to move him because he's just a big old boy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they also bring in Strike, who is actually like frozen solid. Coated in some kind of like clear polymer that's basically like coating his whole body like right up to his neck, so he can only move his right arm and look around with his head, but the rest of his body is fully immobilized. It's like he's been coated in super glue.
Well, Chet, I believe we have another candidate for you to work your magic.
To which Chet says when he returns.
Well, suffice to say that Graham, who is not in baby at the moment, watches this all very, very grimly.
Actually, I will say that as the Marines are carrying Strike, unbeknownst to him, Farrell in his cockpit is regarding Strike like a work of art.
Actually, I think I go over to you, Strike, and I say, "Holy shit, Commander, I didn't realize. I'm sorry."
He's also got a huge puncture wound in the side of his chest, but it can't bleed because it's hermetically sealed.
Looks well, kind of like a standard issue combat knife, actually.
Yeah, Badger may have ventilated him.
Well, at least he's still alive, and there are certainly more indignant poses to be stuck in.
Yeah, he's still alive. That's good. It's good. It's good you're still with us.
Duncan, to catch you up real quick, they have brought Eugene in and stating to you that it is another opportunity for you to demonstrate your magic. Because he's in terrible physical shape.
So Strike is in a pose like this. His right arm is mobile, but like from here down over his whole body, including like covering this arm, is like super glue. Like he's encased in super glue. He's like rigid. They're carrying him like a plank.
Huh.
He's got a huge puncture wound. You can see through the clear resin that on the side of his chest, he's basically been filleted with a combat knife.
Okay, but encased in resin.
Yeah.
Huh. That's new. How did you do that, soldier? Alright.
Soldier! Listen here, Private. I'm your freaking commanding officer.
I accept that, but I'm not Private. I'm a doctor. Damn it. There's a couple ways we can do this. We can just kind of grab this stuff off and then replace, you know, I don't know, have you seen Artemis yet?
Artemis is there.
Oh. So, if you like the look of Artemis's brand new skin suit, I can just do that.
I think I shoot you the dirtiest possible look.
What does he mean by skin
suit? So, Artemis has that scaly, pixelated-looking skin that Ix is sporting. Only it is only on, you know, one arm and about half of the face and jaw. I.e. masking craft.
Alright, I can see. This is a total mission loss. No, I'm mostly intact. I just need an iron lung.
Okay, I start sorting through a cabinet. Like, iron heart.
I assume you've migrated him to your med bay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you get a look at him, one of his lungs is just gone.
Okay.
And his ribs on that side are pretty much all broken. Like, his chest was punched in by a crushing force. Mm-hmm. So, you don't know where the lung is. It should be in there, but it's just gone. It's like it's already been surgically removed. Though that's quite impossible with the size of the incision that he has. But other than that, he actually isn't in such bad shape. He's had a heart attack.
Well, alternatively, we can put you in a wheelchair. Or, look, I'm not an expert in human anatomy, okay? You look like you've got an idea of life.
I was going to say, seeing as how Ix didn't make any remarks, before he gets wheeled off to the infirmary, I'll say something. Black will say something along the lines of, well, you know, Commander, they say mice is the new black. You might as well join the club.
Oh, don't worry, Ix had a remark too, so.
This is definitely gone far worse than I understand.
All right, well, we can keep all your precious human parts intact. Don't you worry. But I will need an ankle grinder. So yeah, take you up to the sick bay and get out the heavy duty tools to, I guess, break you out of this resin before.
Just hurry up and stop talking.
Alright. I explain in great detail everything I'm doing as I do it.
I believe it.
And roll a 10. On a 10 up, I get to pick 2. I can do it quickly. They'll be as good as new and ready for duty, or I won't need any extra supplies or equipment. But you know what? You have some strange requests. So I think... Oh gosh, but I always don't pick. Oh, wait, right. I'll do it quickly, and you'll be good as new and ready for duty right away. But I will need some extra supplies or equipment.
Hey, Graham.
Yeah?
I hear this guy needs some supplies and equipment.
I get on the comm. Graham! Are you in your room? Over. Do I say over?
Graham across the hangar bay holds up her calm while staring at you.
Oh, that goes right to you. Do you have an iron lung?
Now, Graham, for the most part, what you have is military-grade weaponry and other materiel. Mm-hmm. You don't tend to have medical shit down the front of your pants, but you know that Shed is very smart, and you have a variety of interesting pieces of equipment that might be repurposed.
You know, I can see what I could do. I might be able to do that, because that is the thing I can do as quartermaster, I think.
Okay, so this is the situation real quick. Because I actually know how to integrate weapons and biology, just as mice biology, so I might be able to figure some things out.
This is not going to be mice check.
You didn't want mice biology.
I know, but I'm talking about integrating
yeah.
weapons tech into a biology, so I don't quite know all of it. But
he's totally going to come out of this breathing fire.
No, he's going to have missile launchers for legs.
Yes!
Oh, like, that's yeah. so fast.
Maybe missile launcher.
Nope. This is like blah.
That's a six.
Nope, it's not
a six. Okay, so what actually happens?
All right. Well, look, Chip. I'm not the acne company. I don't just have iron lungs for days, but look, I can probably come up with something for you.
I like aluminum.
How long do you need them? How soon do you need an iron lung, boy?
Pretty shortly.
How about the soldiers? I'm your commanding officer, Graham.
Yes,
so
sir.
So how about you snap to it and get this man some equipment? So I can get back out there and fix this situation.
I'll see what I can do, sir.
I was trying to get into your face.
Okay.
I want to assist.
From his stretcher.
I got a 9 to assist by saying, yeah.
I want to imagine Chek just turns a crank that, like, raises the stretcher.
So, yeah, I got an 8. So if Duncan's pushes me up to a 10, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then I will happily do that.
Now, how does your move work?
When I see what I can do, when someone wants something, you can get, they pay respect, you roll respect spit. Or plus respect spit. If nobody spends respect.
It's a zero.
I guess so.
I'll give you a brace of respect.
You'll give me a respect.
Two respect.
Two respect.
Do you have any respect?
I am completely out of respect.
Pay your respects to Graham.
All right.
Okay, well.
Zero respects to Graham. All right, plus 2. Oh, whoa. No, whatever, that's a 12. Graham does all the rolls. 12. Oh, yeah, I can totally. Come here. Play noises.
And so you gain the respect he loses, right?
No, just one. Just one.
No, the thing shows up exactly as requested, and in good time, I gain respect. One respect.
Yes.
May I make a suggestion for that? Even though I would love to have him breathe missiles. maybe you can replicate Artemis's artificial lung. Like, hey, Artemis, hang on a second. I need to open you.
That would be on file. I don't know if that's something Graham would do. I think Graham would probably be something like, this gigantic warhead. Oh, I can probably take the casing from that and fill it with airbags and, you know...
I like
got leftover safety equipment.
Things, and then there's.
Chet might suggest building something. Chet might suggest that or something like that, though.
Oh, you can use all those screws you have, actually.
Yeah, all those bent screws. I'll put those in there just for flavor.
And doesn't our group have the applier stuff that has a mask and a breathing unit in it for the mech repair metal sludge?
Oh, right. You guys have one suit.
Yep.
Yeah, they have a chem suit for spraying like missile ablative spray onto a mech. They
we'll definitely need that.
You had a suit just like that.
So yeah.
Poor Stansy's like, I need that.
So how ramshackle do you want this to be?
How ramshackle do you want this to be, Doctor?
Okay, prepare for worst doctor ever.
Because I imagine that my character is thoroughly unconscious when you start this.
Why does everybody just leave this up to me?
Let me think. So wait, what all did we get? We got a whole bunch of screws, parts of a warhead, and a chem suit rebreather.
A bunch of airbags.
A couple airbags.
Also some gallons of substance. A substance Graham has collected over the years. She's not quite sure what it does, but she's sure it's therapeutic. You know, like aromatherapy, right? It certainly stinks.
You know what? I would like to connect with you.
Well, it's like spot fluid.
Yeah. So, yeah, you just put it in a bathtub and then breathe it in and it makes you different.
Looking at all these parts and we're figuring out how we're going to make this work. And I got an 11. No. So I've got three questions. And the first is, how do you really feel about having external modifications that make this work?
My character doesn't care as long as they maintain my biomod's integrity.
What does that mean?
Essentially, as long as they don't get in the way of my plugins, I don't care.
Functionality is more important than form.
Okay, well, so I've managed to put together pieces of the bomb to kind of reconstruct your chest, and I've cut up the hazmat suit. So I've made a little, like, bag that'll inflate and deflate, but mostly it just holds the air that's being filtered through the gas mask and the top of the hazmat suit that's just attached to your head.
Did I just become a ghetto Darth Vader?
You know, if I may, the benefit of this, side benefit, is it's a hazmat suit, so you can breathe in hazardous environments all the time. Like the Plo Koon of...
But that damn change filter light is always going to be flashing, like...
Wait, did you just sew it to his face?
No, I attached it to his face. It's different. It's medical.
Those screws came into play.
But you know, so it's kind of one big thing over this whole area that was really messed up after I had to grind off all that resin.
What?
It's just bad news. But you're ready for action.
So functionally, what does that do to my wound count and whatnot?
You're what?
You have none.
You have none.
Yeah, you're back to...
Good to go.
Back to full functionality.
You're a weird hazmat cyborg, but you're fully operational.
All right, Badger.
Yes.
So you find yourself standing in on an alien planet with your new best friend who you've had two fistfights to the death with.
No. I pointed a gun at her, and she put a landmine in my cockpit, which I never found.
I suppose that's true, yeah. That mine is still there, so she's still... She could, if she decides she doesn't like the cut of your jib, she can make you not her problem real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys have... it turns out that one Marine's, like, arm is not broken. He's just a whiner. His wrist might be, like, badly sprained, but...
He should get over that right quick.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just give him. We'll just give him a sidearm. We'll just give him a pistol instead of a rifle, and should be fine. So we've got two mechs. Can how are we, none of us have a neural jack.
Okay. Well,
so how are we going to catch them? What are we thinking the plan is here?
You can run on the outside of mine.
Okay.
Unfortunately, mine has a neural jack too.
Mm-hmm.
Due to recent repairs made by Rocket, it is no longer pilotable through traditional controls.
I see. Okay.
I mean, I'm not really one for the mechanics. I don't know if any of the Marines here are. I somehow doubt it. I don't know if we can get Shade working well enough. I guess you can just write on mine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any suggestions?
I'm not exactly a techno person myself. Is Seraph in full working order?
Yes.
Okay.
She has, in fact, never taken damage.
Right. So the question is, do you want to leave the Shade just standing there? Because they can certainly all, like, ride on Seraph, and that wouldn't be too much of a problem.
I don't think there's any reason... Well...
It is an awfully advanced piece of technology. FYI, guys, Shade is the most cutting-edge mech among the nine of you.
Yeah, I think I'll just leave it there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How much room do I have in the cockpit? Like, I was imagining basically, like, a hallway for, like, one person to kind of crouch in, and then a seat, and a cockpit with a seat in it.
Well, Rand was in there with you before, but it was a very cramped situation. Right. Of course, she takes up as much space as two regular people. So maybe you could put both the Marines in there if there's somewhere on the outside that she could just hang on. Maybe, like, you know, rig up some kind of seatbelt or something where she could, like, sit on the head or something like that. Maybe on one of the guns. Please don't fire it and burn me alive.
Probably, actually, I'm thinking, like, on the back, there's probably, like, a ladder and maybe even a little bit of a step.
Okay.
To get in to where there's a cockpit door.
Okay, well, that'll work. She'll just strap herself into that.
Okay, sounds good. Right. And then I guess we'll just kind of take off, I guess.
All right. Just as you are, like, getting ready to jump into the air, you sort of didn't even, like, see this coming, but, like, you lift off, and all of a sudden a white beam, like a ray of white energy, just comes screaming across the ground. It's, like, right at ground level. It's actually, like, separating the dirt as it passes, and it passes right under your feet as you lift off.
Shit.
Yeah. You can see at the other end, way out there, it's 372.
Oh, I see.
And she has, like, a cadre of zingers around her.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch that. I'm going to run.
Yeah. Yeah, you're faster than her. She fires a couple more shots in your general direction as you flee, but...
I'm going to shout out, Rand, hold on, as I just, all of a sudden, just take off.
She's actually, like, trying to fire, and she's, like, hanging from the ladder and trying to shoot at them, like, ah, but, you know, that's
not... How sturdy is your piloting?
Considering it's a neural jack now, probably very.
You know what? Though that is a good point. I think this one's going to be style.
Style or steel, either way.
Yeah.
Steel is highlighted.
Well,
the style I have a higher plus.
One
so
of
I'm
the,
okay either.
Hang on, I need to see the move here. Because,
Which move exactly do you want to do?
Well, the point is you're trying to get away without throwing her off. Unless you don't want to get away without throwing her off.
At this point, it's fine.
Okay. You guys are legit friends, not frenemies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. She's on my side.
Okay. Then, I'm going to say roll style. This is going to be finesse-based.
Eight.
Okay. So, let's see here.
That is traditionally a partial hit.
I know. Do you have a good suggestion?
Well, you're trying to not get hit by a terrifying laser, and you're trying not to throw off your good buddy. I can see a pretty good pair of questions.
So,
pick one.
Oops, I guess she falls off.
Ooh, okay.
I'm not getting hit by that.
What does that look like?
What does what look like?
When you're piloting and the fall and stuff.
I think that I'm less running at this point and more just kind of making thruster moves. Have you ever played Hawken?
Well, you can just straight fly, right?
Yes. Yeah. However, it's faster if you make it short hops and you can change and kind of S and snake. So I imagine I'm basically just touching the ground just long enough to kind of stop and push off.
All right.
And so she probably gets thrown off when she's, like, reloading or something, as I kind of make a super sudden turn.
All right, Jamie's turning red.
Can Shane come to the rescue? Because he's high-tech. Shane has multiple brains and can act autonomously. He's going to come to the rescue and start fighting the other mech in an autopilot mode.
Okay. Roll it.
Can't even remember what that is.
Well, it's heart. What is your heart?
Hilarious. So minus one.
Okay.
You just had it removed.
Yeah. That seems reasonable for your mech.
Oh,
not a chance.
That's a four.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't imagining this to be too good, but it was too good a cinematic movie.
Alright, well, so yes, one of the things that happens that you're... So you get away, like, Rand gets thrown off. You don't even realize she's gone at first until you're like, Rand? Rand? And then, you know, as you turn back and are, like, jumping away, you see that Shade is actually, like, jumped into 372 and all of her, you know, all of her goons, and there's, you know, a big dust cloud as there's laser fire everywhere. You hear that distinctive sound of Shade's weird, like, Shade is the one that has the weird punching thing, right?
Yeah, it's like a shot. Imagine hearing, like, a bone snapping, but mech-sized.
Yeah. And then Rand is like sort of rolling in the dust, but of course you're moving really fast, so she's out of sight quickly. But you are on your way. This is by the way, in the path. This would have happened right after the other team left you, so, do you have a heading?
I'm gonna go towards where the last known position of, the Fist of Apollo.
Okay.
Cause it's
a safe way to go.
Yep.
And you know, it's really easy to find it. We didn't send up a flare, but we did send up a ship.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, let's go ahead and do that, quick, command conversation. Where, Dana?
Right after the hangar bay, where did Artemis go?
I think she actually probably going to talk to Susky about, the capabilities of the ship.
Okay. Well, after Graham drops off all the junk at Chet's, lab, I guess at the lab, Graham will catch up to you and not bother with calling out your name, just run to catch up to you. And whether or not you acknowledge her will sort of determine how she reacts to you. If that makes sense.
Okay.
You can just hear somebody running up behind you.
Are they a snap around?
You still have your assault rifle?
Yes. It's slung over my back, but I think my hand goes back for it.
How good's your reaction time? And how on edge are you?
I'm entirely on edge. Do you want me to roll cool?
I think that would be appropriate.
Okay. Well, that's a 7.
Oh, good. You snap your gun around just in time to not kill Graham.
Graham, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit on edge right now.
A little bit on edge? How the fuck do you think I feel? How do you think I feel? You know, I'm glad that you're happy right now. I'm glad that you're on edge because you deserve to be on edge. Did you notice that there's one tiny little detail that you missed in the hangar bay today? I know you're so happy to get together with more of your nice friends and all sing kumbaya and jerk each other off, but you know who else is missing?
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
Badger
whoa, whoa,
and
whoa,
Rand.
Whoa, whoa.
And you know
whoa.
Who Badger and Rand are like? Me.
Whoa, whoa, easy, Graham.
And
what
so
the hell?
You're ready.
I'm gonna try to connect with Graham.
I imagine Graham is talking over this whole thing. It's just
it's a wall of text in the background.
Like, just death. And it is an evil, angry...
How can I get you to think that I'm not on the side of the mice?
Well, you can definitely put your gun away.
I immediately holster the weapon. Anything more than that, or is that it?
You can hold your hands up like this. Despite the fact I'm talking very loudly with my talking knife.
I put my hands up and I say, Graham, what the hell made you think that I was on their side?
I'm sorry, Artemis. I'm sorry. It just looks awful suspicious.
Have I not backed you up every single time?
Sure you have. But you know, you didn't seem to care that one of their teammates was missing. In fact, I don't even remember you mentioning it. And you know what? It seems awfully suspicious to me that everybody all of a sudden talks about how there's mice collusion and people are getting mice parts put on them. And then we're rolling up and we're not attacking the enemies that we were sent here to kill and destroy. Instead, our friends are just rolling out of them. People respect X's work. It's a clusterfuck. And you know what? I'm worried that despite the fact that I have done nothing but my job this whole time, despite having to be on this ship with Ix, goddammit, that I am going to be next. Who knows where Badger and Rand are? Guess what? Who knows where Graham and Baby are going to be next? Right, Artemis? Right?
Badger's a loose cannon. I don't know what the fuck got into her brain. But honestly, look at Benson. Green idiot. Didn't know how to run a unit back when this happened to me. And doesn't know how to run a unit now. It just confirmed what I already suspected. That, yeah, he lost half his damn unit. He lost half his equipment. He rode in on a commandeered enemy civilian vessel. Which is why I'm in charge now.
Look, Artemis, I just want to make sure that you're not...
I have one goal. A sample of that Sliss cloud goes back to Earth. End of list.
Alright.
I don't think we're all going to make it back. If you had the choice. Do you want to be on that carrier?
You want to be here taking as many of them with you before you go down as possible.
Well, think for a second, Artemis. Who do I even have to go back to? Grant is going to leave. See?
10 points to Slytherin.
Actually, I kind of want to tack something onto that, but I don't want to take up too much time.
Well, no. I think that's a really good scene.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll leave that there. I actually want to have a scene with Rocket. Would you be hanging out in the hangar?
I think, yeah, actually, that is very likely. Part of my responsibility is making sure the mechs are repaired. So, you know, who knows what these people have done with their mechs while I haven't been around to fix them. So, yeah, hangar seems like the appropriate place for me.
As you're hanging around, I assume tightening bolts, injecting liquids, Lieutenant Anderson, the lead engineer on the Fist of Apollo, walks up to you. Hey, Rocket.
Hey.
So, I wanted to talk to you about something. I noticed that we've got one more pilot than we've got a mech.
Unfortunately, we didn't have time to grab Strike 5's mech when we departed. It was far more of a hurry than I would have liked.
Yeah. Well, I know that this is a little odd of a suggestion. I don't have the expertise to do this sort of thing, but it looks like whatever we're going to do, this is going to be an all or nothing, and we need every edge we can get.
I'll agree with that.
We may have less options for doing this, but do you think you could cannibalize one of those jeeps and some military-grade weaponry and random hardware into something that roughly approximates a mech?
I think we could do that. We'd have to combine some of the jeep stuff to replace the missing rockets on this drop pod, and then use your drop pod to exit, because ours has a distinct lack of redundancy.
Unfortunately, I don't think your entire drop pod has enough juice in it to replace one of our engines. I mean, the scale is just so much different. I mean, we could try shunting some stuff, but I don't know whether that would even help. But that's...
Another person being able to drive around is kind of pointless if we can't get off this rock.
We got three engines right now.
Right.
As long as we keep this thing protected, it should be able to reach orbit.
I suppose.
You can definitely connect with someone.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a 7. Post that. What do you need most right now?
What does Anderson need most?
Mm-hmm.
Anderson needs to feel safe. Anderson is the kind of guy who he doesn't see, despite being the lead engineer, he sees the mechs as an entirely different tier of importance mm-hmm. to the regular hardware. It's not necessarily a rationally based opinion, but he sees the mechs as almost like giant knights. They're just important to him in his mind in a way that the engine itself is not. Mm-hmm. And so he would feel more comfortable if we had limited resources and we put those resources into the mechs. But he needs to feel safe is what it is. Mm-hmm. And that is the background for feeling safe.
Well, I mean, assuming Chet can put Strike 5 back together, we could probably cobble something together. It's going to be a pretty... pretty shitty mech, and I'll be honest, I'm more worried about getting off of here. I mean...
Well, you know, maybe when you're done making the mech, you can see if you can reattach the whatever rockets you can. I mean, it's either going to work or it's not, but that'll come on real quick.
Yeah. Well, I'll give it a shot. I just, you know, if we don't have the means to get off of here, it doesn't really matter what we do. Might as well just go and kill as many mice as we can.
Well...
But that's not our mission.
We don't necessarily need to get off of here either.
Well, we need to get the sample and then get that out of here.
That's true. But even half the rockets on one of these jeeps can get a sample up into space.
Well, it's more complicated than that. We got to get it into friendly hands.
Well,
just shooting it into space isn't going to do anyone any good if no one can pick it up.
We can put a beacon on it, but that's for another time. Do you think you can do the mech?
Oh, I surely can do the mech. I'm not sure that's the highest priority right now. I really think we need to work on getting the dropship.
Why don't you try to convince him?
Yeah, I think so. Incidentally,
Strike is actually a specialist as well. Strike almost built Shade from the ground up himself.
But Strike is busy doing something.
Okay.
Not dying.
Getting repaired.
Yes.
Ooh, that is a 10.
Alright. Well, I think maybe you're right.
I mean...
Would you be willing to...
Give me half an hour to evaluate what we can do with the dropship. I'll put everything we don't need into the dropship into making a mech. I mean...
Alright.
You know, if we're going to be cannibalizing parts anyway, most of the stuff, you know, tubing and rocketry gear, mostly is not going to be suitable for a mech. So I feel like there's not going to be a lot of overlap. We can do both.
If you think you can do both, I guess go for it.
You say rocketry is not suitable for a mech. It makes me think of the orc jump troops where they just have a rocket strapped to the back. Except I'm imagining a giant mech that's like made out of spare jeep parts with a rocket strapped to its back.
We'll see what it
is. So,
I hear you can cobble shit together, but true. In a pithier way.
Thank you. Yes. I assume this is repair a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. How about jury rig?
Yeah, I'd say jury rig.
Yeah, you're going to jury
rig. Well, I have both. Yeah, but I have access to our stuff. I mean...
I think anything you're doing to add random parts to other things in the time...
Is jury rig?
I think this is going to be jury rig. Why don't you... I'm going to give you this for free. Because of the extra parts, you can get plus one tier of advantage to one of the rolls. And after you...
So is it multiple rolls?
Yeah, you're going to make two rolls. One roll to see how you can do with the Fist of Apollo.
Ah.
And one roll to see how you do with making the mech.
Ah, okay. Well, I want to use that plus one on repairing the fist.
Okay.
If I can. Or plus tier. And that is... That is an 11 plus a tier. So,
well, that's awfully wasteful.
I'm pretty sure I can fix Apollo, but good.
Actually, and what we have done is if you go beyond the tier, you go beyond. It is...
Treat it like an advancement in Apocalypse World.
Now, normally, there wouldn't have been enough thrust for additional engines to even make it so that it stabilizes with the other engines. They're just so huge compared to what you've got in the Jeeps. However, you have cleverly angled them and...
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
If we get the sample, I can plug the sample into the Fist of Apollo and power it with the sample.
Do you want to bet on that is what you want to do? Because you can certainly build an apparatus that won't work as well for general power, but if you get the sample, it'll work great.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right, then if you get the sample...
Because, again, remember, I wasn't actually doing the repairs. I was just making sure it was feasible.
Okay.
And so I think
Give me the sample in 2 hours, and I can make this thing fly like an angel.
Well, you may not have 2 hours from when you get the sample. You might need to build the machinery first.
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
I didn't say that the 2 hours have to happen after.
Okay, so you'll definitely be able to build the apparatus.
And then, as far as building a new mech for Strike 5,
ooh,
that is a 13.
You get a stock mech with one armor. And you also have the test pilot ability. You can roll. If you get a 10 up, you get the ability of the 7 to 9. If you get a 7 to 9, you get the ability of the failure. If you get a failure, you won't need to worry about it.
You'll have another heart attack.
Someone will have a heart attack.
Does your, background project play in any way here? Like, I know that obviously most of the... Well, actually, no, a lot of the stuff you're working on will be on the Jeeps, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you can actually probably adapt some stuff that was meant, that was destined to be part of Shade. You might actually have that with you still.
Oh, by the way, Rocket, what does this mech look like now?
Well, it is constructed from Jeeps, which are basically...
Can I make one suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Can it have windshield wipers?
Well, the Jeeps were basically the, what was it? Something dog?
Big dog?
Yeah, big dog. Except they're really big.
Really big dog.
Yes. So I think this is the chassis is the same thing, but the legs have been beefed up a bit. So it's a four-legged mech with I don't know, maybe I stole some crap off of the school bus to convert into guns. Like propulsion or mining equipment.
You're pretty sure most of the guns will fire and deal damage.
So it's a Gorkonaut.
Yeah, a four-legged Gorkonaut.
Dragged off its legs.
Has a uncanny valley gait.
You know, honestly, the two chosen vehicles left on my sheet, both of them work so great for this. One is one armor, weapon upgrade, power boost, and inefficient.
That's adorable.
The other one is one armor, experimental, and unique.
I think that's the big
It is certainly experimental and unique. None of those are good things in this case. They will only apply penalties.
It might be once. The enemy certainly won't be expecting it.
You may get plus one to your first attack action, perhaps. As they disregard it as a possibility.
Oh. And then Alpha Strike.
Actually, it can probably do one thing better than any of the other mechs here.
Suck and die.
Carry weight. Hey, man. Remember that scene in Iron Man 3 when they had the big one run up there and, like, jack up the whole the whole building in one corner? Sometimes you just need something that can bench press a fuck ton.
All right. And that is what your mech is.
Can I... As soon as Strike 5 catches on to this... It's going to be taking Rocket a while. He's going to start helping.
I don't see why that should not be allowed. Okay.
So, do you want me to analyze the situation, or I don't know what would be an appropriate role here?
Do you have any specialist stuff for this? Or is it just the move?
I wrote my thesis on this. I got precision strike.
What about your side project?
My side project?
The side project doesn't have any moves that you make, right? It's just advancements?
This is just a roll on plus brains, actually.
And okay.
So, it's whenever you have time to work on it, you can roll plus brains, and,
yeah.
Well,
and when the gauge is done.
I would say it's about that time.
The side project was a skeletal regeneration enhancement frame.
Hmm.
Do you have any of that left? Were you able to recover any of that?
I never got to roll on this project.
I imagine that was on one of the Jeeps.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Our campaign did not really go in... It, for the most part, did not follow the script that the character sheets would have liked it to. There was a lot of stuff that was left, especially for Jamie.
I think this rule might want to be a beginning of session move.
No, the problem with it was that we never had downtime proper. We were always in our mechs.
But we never really had combat. We had two combats.
Yeah.
But you do have time for it now. So I would say now seems like as good a time as any to use it, right?
Well, you. Why don't we say if you get it, you get it, and we'll just say this counts as 4 progress if you make any progress. Oh, just so you can have done.
There's a bomb this roll. Actually, that's an 11.
All right, sweet.
So the shitty skeleton inside of it does regenerate, which is good.
Isn't it?
So you're going to like do one shot. Skeleton. No one's expecting it. And then they're going to shoot you. Your mech's going to fall down. They're going to think you're dead. And you'll get back up. This is 5 minutes later.
This works even better because maybe it's like, what?
Oh, my God.
Okay. You seem like you are trying to make this mech bad. Is there a reason for that?
Because
it makes sense in the story.
Yes.
Not like you're trying to punish Jamie, the most punished player in my campaign.
No.
Okay.
No.
Here's the idea I have. You were building a thing that was supposed to be attached to the outside of Shade that would let Shade just basically, if it got a part cut off, just grow back.
No, pretty much.
So maybe Rocket gets you an endoskeleton of a mech, and you mount this on it and just grow a new Shade. Do you have a problem with this?
No.
I mostly like it from a meta. I didn't really want to deprive Jamie of his mech. Like, that was not... At no point did I make the hard move, separate the player from their mech. I mean, when he botched bad, the hard move was you go into cardiac arrest, and then one thing led to another.
You can call it Shade 2, colon the second one.
Even darker.
Call him a nightshade.
So... Is that cool with everyone? Can Shade just be back?
Well, as the I have no problem with it, and that seems like that is entirely in your court, then.
Okay. Well, I'm saying that that's the way it works, but it's sort of like... Though, it is kind of a surprise to everyone. You get in there, and you'll be like, wait a minute.
Okay, so I'm just going to make this Shade Mark 2. Because he was Mark 1.
However, one thing that you are going to have to do is do it outside. Because... When this thing grows back, you guys can, like, see the pink fog of the electroplasm, like, suck into it as it's building its body out of the ambient material in the air.
So I think he should still have the experimental tag.
Yes.
Like, just because clearly.
When I can use an advancement, so I will take that as my advancement.
You can take... Oh, yes.
Right. Experimental and unique?
Yes. Though I think in this case, you will not have the test pilot bad version of the move, just because Shade is a mech that you know how to pilot, and you know what all the parts are inside of it.
Well, also, he took it as an advancement, so it shouldn't be a penalty if he took it as an advancement.
No, this was the free mech thing. Like, if you were
gonna, if
you were gonna pilot a free mech made of crap, it was gonna be some kind of experimental move.
Well, naturally.
But this is a for realsies mech.
So, because the thing about the campaign that's fascinating to me is like the interaction with the temptation of seduction to the other side, I would super love to have this scene with Chet and Starfish and Ix and Jessica, but it is 9:24 and we have not started deployment yet. So people with, like, gotta go to bed pressure or anything like that, if anyone has an objection, I will consider it a veto.
I told Wendy I may be home tonight.
Okay.
This podcast is fully copyright by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.
So I got the scale completely wrong in my head, and I went someplace completely left. Yeah, I went with testicles.
Really, like,
yeah. Like,